Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus. This is Daily Bread for Saturday, November 21st, and I am Melissa from Reality San Francisco. Today, we'll be reading and occasionally pausing to pray through James 4. As always, feel free to pause this recording at any time if you would like more time or space to reflect, and we encourage you to journal along if you're able. Before we start, let's take a moment to settle our minds and our hearts, to open prayerfully to God's presence with us. Take a few deep breaths. Be still, quiet before the Lord. As I read from James 4, pay attention to what word or phrase stands out to you. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? Your desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think that Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this city or that, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them. What word or phrase is standing out to you? Let it lead you into an encounter with Jesus as you prayerfully reflect, God, what are you highlighting to me in this scripture? Take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Now turn your focus outward. What does applying this scripture to your life look like? Again, consider it prayerfully. Lord, what is one way that I should apply this scripture to my life today? Again, take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Finally, take this last pause to devote yourself to the Lord. Ask him for his refreshment, for his vision for a new day. Commit yourself, commit your day to following him.